Yeah. Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
People changing up the game, oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
It's Car
now.
Talk with this radio, conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig, two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic, discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors, ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room, it's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe in things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now.
I'm Steph Swig.
And I'm Big Pudge.
This is Crosstalk Radio.
All right.
Welcome back. Thank you for always tuning in. We got a special studio guest here. Mr. ATL is in the building.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Crosstalk?
All right.
Mr. ATL, this is a very special honor to have you here, man. You are our very first in studio guest today.
Oh, man, I feel honored, man. That's a big look. Big look, yeah.
Yeah, man, so what brings you by?
Well, I'm dropping my new single. It'll be my first major release in years, called Beauty, next Friday on May the 5th, man. So I just wanted to bring it by and talk about some of the new stuff I got going on.
That's what's up, man. So I want to come back to this song, but you said you haven't dropped a song in years. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I have songs in rotation going on right now, but my having a new song out, you know, it took me time to just, like, develop. Mm-hmm. I believe in quality over quantity.
Okay,
you know,
that.
And a lot of artists, you know, they put out like 5 mixtapes a month.
Right.
You know, with me, a lot of people know that I'll probably do, you know, 1 every 2 months or something.
Yeah.
And so I like to bring the quality first. So it takes me a while to develop an idea and get it solidified because I just don't want to put anything out. You know, and a lot of times, you know, even as Christian artists, you know, they feel just because they're talking about something that's positive, they mm-hmm. can put anything out.
Yeah.
But I like to, you know, put my best foot forward. So it took me a while to, you know, get everything. I wanted to make sure the visuals were right, the production was right, the promotion, everything was right, man. So, yeah, it's been a while, but I'm guaranteed it's going to deliver, though, you know?
That's what's up, man. So yeah. You're talking quantity over...
Well, quality over quantity.
Yeah,
Q and Q, man. Q and Q. And a lot of artists need to know that, man. That's just business 101. You know, either you're going to put out a lot and the quality is kind of shaky, or you take your time with something, quality is A1, and, you know, you just give them bits and pieces of everything, you know, step at a time, yeah.
Just on the professional side, even though we Christian artists, it's a message in it, you know, in the mainstream. That's what they look at. They look at that quality. Like, they don't really pay attention to the music or the lyrics.
Definitely.
Secondary.
Like first primary is the production.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, so that is 101. Like, you know what I'm saying? Say folks that rap need to know that.
Definitely, yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely.
So what's your typical process when you write a song? How do you approach it when you write a song? You feel led to write it? You feel inspired? What is a different process?
Yeah, I mean, it comes. It just depends. Like, the new song, it was really based off of a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
and just seeing everybody else around me, you know, falling in love and really, you know, having some commitment in the relationship. So it just depends, man. When I do write a song, I write the entire song in my head. You know, I might come up with a concept,
okay,
and I'll come up with the melody, the beat itself, and I'll actually, I have an app on my phone where I'll beatbox the beat and everything, and then I'll send it to my producer and tell him, yo, I want, you know, the snare right here, and you should probably do the piano like this, and I'll write the hook around that.
Yeah.
And then you know, it just comes. It's different ways of coming. You know, sometimes people go in there and freestyle. I don't do that, man, because I want to make sure that, you know, every word and every you know, lyric has a meaning behind it. Because a lot of times we freestyle, you might miss something. But I wanted to make sure that, you know, every song is structured so that when somebody does hear it, it's gonna inspire them. Mm-hmm. Or it's gonna change something in their lives, you know. So
yeah,
man. And you know, the process, it, I can go in there and I can write a song. You know, it might take me a day, it might take me a week. It just depends on, you know, the level of the song. You know, if it's something dealing with a personal experience or issue, it may take me a little bit, you know, while longer to write it because it's something serious.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something, you know, feel good or whatnot, it'll just come to me. It just depends, you know.
That's so, what's up, man. Yeah. All right, so let's dive into this song a little bit more. So me and Pudge heard the song Beauty. Yeah. And there's a lyric in it that Pudge was talking about earlier, but
okay.
But Pudge, you want to take it? You want me to jump on it? No, you go ahead.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's. I don't want to misquote. I don't want to misquote the bar. So go ahead, give it to me.
Yeah, right. give us that bar real quick.
All right, so it's Beauty is a mindset, baby girl. Well, you got that? You look good in your sundress. Can't wait for a wedding day to undress.
All right, now see, I love that part right there. Yeah. But, you know, you have some people out there that would call that offensive, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, yeah.
Especially when it comes to, you know, people that are saved or believers.
Mm-hmm.
So just explain that part right there.
All right, so basically that's a personal experience. When me and my wife first met, we met at college.
Okay.
And, you know, we met at a pajama jam, so, you know, we weren't all the way saved back then, but, you know, we met at college, and, you know, right then and there, I knew, like, you know, I was going to spend my whole life with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just remember, like, you know, just the temptation of, like, man, you know, I love you, I want to get married, but, you know, what's up?
Yeah,
you know, I wanna hit, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It was just that temptation. I was just thinking, like, you know, really wanted to do it right, but still just that temptation of it. Mm-hmm. And so I put it in the song because I know other people can relate to it.
Right.
You know, us as Christians, we got to be real, and I want the song to be authentic.
We appreciate that.
You know, yeah, so and to continue the lyric, it's can't wait for a wedding day to undress. Until then, let me give me your hand. Let me pick a size. And so basically, that's the real, you know, that was real.
Yeah. So he took it somewhere and he cleaned it back up. Just
yeah,
he did that.
But
and
I mean,
yeah, that's good.
That's good. That was good.
And I actually told her that. You know, I remember going to Atlanta one day, and the day I went, I bought the engagement ring, and I had a show that next day. And so when I came back to Alabama, I proposed to her, and I was telling her, you know, I really want to do this right, so I had to pick a size for the ring. So. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, man. I mean, just really encouraging people to wait, but still, you're going to have that temptation.
Right.
All right, so how did you overcome that temptation? Or did you overcome
it? Hey, man, it's hard, man.
It's,
I mean, let's be real. It's a struggle, man.
It's
but
struggle. You're gonna get in your business,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, it's a struggle, man. But just understanding, you know, just doing the right thing and really, you know, walking down that aisle, you know, it had to happen, man. Not just because, you know, we wanted to have sex, but because, you know, love is real.
Yeah.
You know, love is God, and we really wanted to do something that would encourage our other friends, you know, who are in relationships, like, hey, it's okay to go ahead and lock it down, man, because this is something that's real.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, you know, yeah.
Well, that's dope. Okay. It's funny because I know people who both waited, like the husband and the wife waited before they got married to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone I've ever talked to, the dude was like, well, it was mostly her that helped us out. Like, I held it down. I was spiritual. Like, nah, if it wasn't for her, man, we would have.
Nah,
it's all. It's all. I was just thinking about that with his reaction. Had me thinking, like.
Nah. And I mean, we didn't wait, and that's the whole point of the song, man. It's really to encourage people to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And beauty is not just about, you know, waiting for sex, but it's just about loving a person outside of the physical. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And like what I said, beauty is a mindset. You know, it's all about how you think of that person. It might be right. the personality, mm-hmm. might be the communication, might be the time you spend together. So it's not just for married people, it's for just everybody in love, you know, who really want to take that commitment, but they're kind of scared to express it. So mm-hmm. that's what beauty is, you know?
Yeah, you're the third artist that I've heard talk about, like, beauty and sex in the form of a mind thing. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you ever heard of a group called Dead Prez from way back, like, I'm going to say, like, 2000.
Dead President?
Yeah, Dead yeah, President. Yeah, they had a song yeah. called Mind Sex, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was, the whole song was about... let us make love to our minds, to each other's minds, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the form of sex we're gonna have, to each other's mental state. And yeah. then, you know, Music Soul Child got a song out where he say, I think beauty's overrated. You know, it's really about the actual person. The yeah. beauty is within the actual person, not the actual look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, and that's why you know, I shot the video. I'm gonna put both of those the video and the single out at the same time.
Okay.
Because a lot of times people might hear the song and they don't get the visual.
Right.
Like, hold on, what did he mean by that lyric? So the actual video is highlighting each lyric within the song.
Yeah,
so you won't,
dance too, bro. You know,
yeah, man.
Something in the video.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, man. Like, I'm a you know, a award-winning choreographer, man. So I've been doing that for
really?
A minute.
Okay,
yeah.
And I'm about to say, like, no, you can dance. Like, you know, yeah. what I'm saying, it's not. You can tell artists who done picked up a couple choreographed moves and they just do that versus somebody who can dance. You yeah. know what I'm saying? And when I watched the little snippet, I was like, I thought you was his brother singing the hook. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know what I'm saying? So, and it was because I saw you dancing, and I was like, wow. Like, because I watched it like 3 or 4 times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Back to back to back. Because I was like, and the production video was hot, too.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Is that quality he talked about earlier?
Yeah, that's that quality for real. Like, it's A1. It's like Hollywood professional.
Appreciate
like,
it, man. Yeah. That's my frat brother that actually shot that Cold Breed.
Okay.
Yeah, Cold Breed.
Give him a shout out too for that. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cold Breed. Yeah, shout out to the producer, Ron J. Marr, man. He's a former church member in Alabama. And so, you know, just that tight knit group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to go out and get, you know, Timbaland, somebody. Shout out to Timbaland though, but you know, just people that I know, man, that are really dope.
Right.
And going back to the dancing, man, that was something that a lot of people looked down on too. When I first came out. And, you know, I was jumping on chairs and tables and stuff that.
Yeah.
Like, who's this wild kid? But, you know, just the dancing aspect, people are not, they're not really used to that.
Right.
And now you have a lot of people that do it. But, you know, when I dance and I may perform the song and I'll do a dance to it, they kind of look like, you know, that's kind of borderline secular and gospel. But I'm like, you know, that's a gift that, you know, God gave me, you know, and I'm a use it. So, you know, it's just something that people got to get used to.
Yeah,
just know, man.
Just don't ever stop because.
Yeah.
I got 4 teenage kids and they all love to dance.
So
when that video come out, my kid, legit, when I saw you dance, I immediately thought about all 3 of my boys
because
they like to dance.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, this is somebody who they definitely, when they see the video, I can see them trying to imitate certain moves and all that.
Man,
so I'm like, so that's encouragement. Don't stop that because, you know, you got a younger generation, man, that they dance.
Definitely.
They dance and they do a lot of that. So, and then you have people that's, like my children, they don't hang out in the streets. They're not worldly. I mean, they still out with their peers and all that. But, you know, somebody like you showing them that it's okay to be like that, they take that, you know what I'm saying, to their peers.
Definitely.
Role model.
Definitely.
Like, that's good.
That's dope.
They need to see that on TV.
Yeah, definitely, man.
They really
it's dope.
Because it counters all this other crap we got on TV that's speaking to our kids, man. So see somebody like you doing it, that's
exactly,
big. That's
man.
Huge.
Yeah.
Man. So with that being said, man, I know. See, that's cool because you wrote a song called "Beauty," and it is a beautiful song in my opinion.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
So I gotta ask you though, because I know you as a Christian rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you rock the title? Or you're RC Christian? I mean, you don't care.
Man,
you call me what you want to call me.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not big on like titles. I mean, I'm a Christian. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man of God. So if you call me a Christian rapper, I'm gonna take
you.
That. You know what I'm saying? I'm not offended by it.
You took a song, didn't mention Christ, nothing real theological in the song.
Mm.
Are you expecting to get any backlash from people, or is it gonna be different? I heard your other songs too.
They wasn't
this far outside of the
the box.
Yeah, I like his other songs.
Yeah, man, I wanted to do something just different, man. The last EP. Was Church Gone Wild Project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's centered around just that whole aspect of being radical, you know, with what I do as a Christian rapper. But this time around, I just want to be just free and just do something that, you know, make good, feel good songs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and positive, you know. So, yeah, beauty is something different, man. And when I first made it and I had some people listen to it, they're like, you sure you want to put a song out about love and this and that? I'm like, yeah, man, because, I mean, it's real, and I think people need to hear it, you know, and I still think it's dope, you know. And
love is real, though.
It is, man, and love is God, man. And so a lot of the songs on the project are going to be left field, man. It's going to be talking about some real-life stuff.
That's dope. You know? We need that, though. Yeah. I think, and I'm not criticizing any Christian artists out there anyway. However, but I feel like there's a huge need for that type of lane in the Christian market or in the market, period. Just real love. Because if you go to secular side, they're not talking about making love. They're just talking about hitting anything that move and describing what they're going to do.
Right.
You're talking about being married, being engaged, and hitting it. That's great.
Right.
You know, you're making real, authentic songs for real people.
Oh, yeah. And if they're you know, offended by this, I have a song called Marriage or Divorce.
So each song gonna get more.
It says marriage or divorce.
Divorce,
so
man.
So each song gonna get more offensive as we go on.
No, man.
Look, what he said was that they ain't offended by that. They gonna be more offended by this one.
And I'm being real, man, because this project is gonna be like a chronological type of thing where you know, beauty is where I meet the girl, and basically the song is about a guy meeting a girl. He loves her. He wants to do right by her. So, you know, he proposes. The next song is going to be another caption of them together having issues. And, you know, that's when the song Measure of Divorce is going to come. And then I have other songs that just tell that, man. So I just want
to. So between your songs, we're going to figure out what happens to the couple.
And I'm going to have a video for each.
We're going to be all invested. Like,
I'm going to have a video for each, man.
It's
going to be dope,
man.
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, just do something different, man. And I want people to enjoy it because a lot of times we're too serious. You know, and if some people are too serious, man.
I ain't one of them.
You know, so yeah, I just want to make sure that people enjoy the music and really get something out of it, man. That's why I want to do a video for each, so you can have a visual aspect as well as an audio.
Yeah.
To you know what I'm really talking about.
Now, that sounds like a great concept, man. I'm excited about your whole project. I only heard one song off it, but the whole concept I think is dope.
Appreciate it, man.
And to hear something new and different that I don't hear. You know, that's going to be amazing. So I'm really excited about that.
Appreciate
it.
It sounds like
it's an album for relationships, you know.
It might be.
Whether you're married or whether you're in relationships, I mean, honestly, man, I just see, like, I see ministry, like, all through your music, you know what I'm saying? Because regardless of what, I mean, saved or unsaved, you know what I'm saying? When you're in a relationship, you have issues, you have problems.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like you go from one song to leading to the beginning, then to the second song to, you know, basic issues. And then, I don't know what the rest of the album is like, but it's like having a video for every stage of the relationship. I don't see how in the world it could minister to people because you just never know, right? When you drop that second song, it might be 1,000-something folks all over the country going through that issue right there.
Definitely.
And then it makes a couple come together and be like, look, we gonna rock with this, make it work, or we gonna get a divorce.
Definitely.
And it comes down to that a lot of the time.
It does.
A lot of the time.
Definitely.
So that's great, man. So you've been rapping for, how long you been rapping for one? Did you rap before you got saved?
Yeah. I did secular. I started... Okay. Started in elementary, but I took it serious in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little deal or whatnot. But I think I told you this before, man. The story with me transitioning from secular to
you told me gospel, before, man. You know, here, so I'm asking
I started. I started off in 8th grade rapping in high school. You know, and took it serious, man. Once people started to notice, had a group in high school, had a little buzz around, got a deal. Then went to college and, you know, I had a little success, man, did some tours, opened up for some, you know, big names or whatnot. And, you know, I was on my independent grind and, it's a label out of Atlanta that saw me. And so, you know, they brought me down, you know, Wine and Diamond and showed me the fancy studios. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is really going to be my big break. So, you know, we recorded some songs. And I can remember at that time in my life, I was transitioning from a lot of the crazy stuff I used to do to more of a settled down state.
Mm-hmm.
And so my music started to change too. So I stopped, you know, the turn up and I started to really talk about life and what I was going through and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a song called Black Love.
Mm-hmm.
And in the song, I was talking about, you know, just loving yourself as a black person, loving God, and just, you know, enjoying life. And I can remember they told me to come down one weekend, and, you know, we went through the songs, and the CEO was talking about, you know, which song he wanted to push first. And he played Black Love, and he was like, man, you know, I like the song, man. You know, I like your energy, your flow, the music. But do you think you can stop, you know, mentioning God so much, you know? And wow. And the reason why, he said, well, you know, I understand because I know you. But people out there who don't know you, they may not gravitate towards, you know, you.
Song, yeah, because so
it's not going to sell as much, you know. Right. And I remember I'm nodding my head, and back of my head, I'm like, nah, bro, like, yeah. Man, heck no. Nah. You know right. What I'm saying? But I'm just like, okay, I see where you're coming from. But, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if this I'm going to change the song. Yeah. So I can remember went to my mom's house before I was supposed to get on the road. And right when I was about to pull off, the A&R called me. He was like, man, ATL, you know, man, we love you. We love the music, this and that. But at this point in time, man, you know, I don't think it's going to work between us. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to, you know, work itself out, man. But the best luck to you in the future. And just, you know, hung up. And I was just like, you know, I was crushed.
Yeah.
Like, I broke down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was just like, man, I missed my big opportunity. What I'm going to do, this and that.
Yeah.
And I could just remember God just, you know, just telling me it's going to be okay, man. I just had this spirit of calmness come over me. And he told me, man, the same success you saw in secular, I'm going to give it to you in gospel, man. Just don't compromise. And that was my test, whether I was going to compromise or just, mm-hmm. you know, stick to it. Wow. And so after that, man, that day after, you know, I left Atlanta, you know, gave my life back over to God, man, and my music as well, man. And so, you know, I just, you know, since then, man, I just been really, it's been really, you know, easy for me just to transition into the music, man, right? Because it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real, man. And so, yeah, I just encourage everybody out there, man, don't compromise. Never compromise, man. It's a gospel artist. You know what I'm saying?
That's what a lot of them do, though.
Definitely.
Didn't compromise. I'm glad you didn't compromise.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, like, in what type of way does your music, like, impact people? How do you feel like your music impacts people?
I just feel it's real. And so I talk about real things.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about drugs and sex and game banging and, that's, you know, things of that I did before, man. And I put it in the music, and people, like, you know, they listen to it. It is not just churchy. Mm-hmm. It's not just, I'm not just spitting scriptures in your face. I'm telling you real life situations, what I went through. Some of the songs ain't bad. Some of the songs ain't good. But it's just that real, where you can understand, like, where I'm at right now, I made it out. But this is what I went through. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of people gravitate towards that because it's not sugarcoated.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not sugarcoating anything. But it's real, man. And I just, a lot of times when I do play my music or I do perform, people don't know that I'm gospel. They think that I'm R&B or something like that because mm-hmm. it's the sound of the music, but it's the message. But they get what I'm saying. It just sounds different.
Yeah.
And so I think it hits people like, wow, you can be gospel and rap like that, or you can be gospel and sing like that. I'm like, did you hear what I was saying? Yeah, I heard it. So that's gospel, right?
Yeah.
And it gets them interested. And so that's what it's about, man. Just hooking them in, you know what I'm saying, and giving them more, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's up. So I know what he just asked you. He asked you, how does it affect people? So who are you targeting with your music? Do you have a specific target audience?
well, right now, man, I got people pulling me left and right, trying to, you know, get me to market the song to different places, you know, with the women and then with the couples. It's really for whoever, you know what I'm saying, can relate to it. Because, I mean, the song is about love, commitment, you know, loving on one another, you know what I'm saying? So I think everybody loves somebody. Everybody's in some type of relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, married couple. So it's really for everybody who understands what love is, and even if you don't, this song is going to help you understand a little bit more, you know.
All right, cool. So who are some of your musical influences, or were, past, present, future?
Were man,
you listen to some stuff?
Man, I used to listen to a lot, man. Like I said before, I start off secular, you know, and I still do listen to a lot of other different types of music. I'm gonna be real, you know. People say, oh, I'm gospel, I'm just like, nah, I don't really listen to a lot of gospel, man. I really don't listen to a lot of music, period. Right now, I don't want anything to kind of taint my my creative process. But, you know, back then, you know, Outkast, T.I., Killah Lee, you know, Raheem the Dream. You know, a lot of well, artists like that, man. School. Yeah, yeah. I love
Raheem the Dream.
I thought you love love, but you don't know about Kilo, man. Dude,
but you know what? I like old school music, man. You know, yeah. The OJs, SOS Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Those groups, I like the production.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, artists, they don't understand the production. I'm a band head.
Okay.
You know, I played in the band for some years. I understand the instrumentation of things, so mm-hmm. I like that in music. And a lot of times, the old school, it gives you that.
Okay.
And that's why the songs be like 10 minutes long, because it's instrumentation, it's musicality in it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, new artists, I salute everybody, man. You know, the Famo, TP9, B-Wise, Kenton Jones, mm-hmm. Lecrae. Lecrae is actually my frat brother, you know. And Willie Moore Jr., you know, is my frat brother too. Shout out to him, man. I listen to, a lot of cats that I know.
Right.
Because I think that, you know, the people that I know in the circle, they're the most talented. You know what I'm saying? But, shout out to all the new artists too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to hit you with one that the world probably ain't ready for. So, who would you never listen to?
Who would I never listen to?
They can't even get no airplay in your car. Even if somebody else get in your car trying to plug them up,
man.
You like negative. Like, that is not
you happening. trying to blackball me,
nah,
man.
Look, man. Honestly, I'm asking you for the sake of kids that's anywhere from ages 13 to 21. I'm going to go 13 to 2021. And I'm really saying that because my kids listen to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the ears that kids have now is a different. They got an ear for a completely different sound.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's computerized. It's nothing is original.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they hear these computerized dudes doing all this, and you know, they think it's hot.
It's
and
not.
It's like and it sound like these brothers ain't making past elementary school.
Yeah,
when it come to the rhyming.
Yeah, it's a lot of new school artists out right now that I don't listen to, and it's not because. You know, I don't know them personally, so I can't say, you know, I don't like them as a person.
I'm just talking about strictly off their music, like their content, the lyrics.
Probably 95% of the new artists out.
Okay,
you know, and it's just because you're not saying anything.
You
know what I'm saying? The beat's hot, but I get past the beat, man, real quick. You know, if it's just a whole bunch of, that don't really get to me, man. But again, you got to have an ear for music. A lot of people just... They like it because it's something they could turn up to.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little bit more than that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's a mature ear that you got to have. And it's a lot of young people that got mature ears that don't rock with it. And I'm not going to say I don't rock with them. I just don't listen to the music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll listen to it just to give it a chance, you know. And if I don't like it, you know, I'll just move on. And I think that's just real, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's your biggest challenge as an artist?
Honestly... It was support. Well, I thought it was support, man, because, you know, being an independent artist is difficult, man. Mm-hmm. You know, with trying to market, promote, budget, you know. But I really think it's just right now just time management, man. Just really being able to do everything, man. Like last year I did my own tour, and we went to different cities and things of that nature, and it was just me, you know, managing all that by myself. And so I really think this season, man, God is gonna he's putting together a team for me right now. And so I think a lot of independent artists, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know it's time management, you know, being able to do everything that you want to do, but you know, not having a team there. But I mean, it's made me a better person, not only with the business, but just a better person period with music and being able to understand different aspects of what makes a musician or artist an artist.
Yeah.
From the songwriting to understanding, you know, how to put your music out there, how to actually book a tour and this and that. And I would suggest that everybody, you know, take the time just to understand exactly how to do it. Because a lot of times people just think, again, as Christian artists, because it's Christian music,
right,
people are just automatically going to love on you.
Yeah.
That's not the case. You know what I'm saying? You really got to get in that ground. You know? You know, but I really, man, it's no struggle right now, man. I'm just excited to have the opportunity to put this out on major outlets, you know, especially with the video. Shout out to Rep the King Magazine TV. It's going to be on Roku, so you can watch it on your TVs on Friday. So it's going to be really dope, man. But Yeah, definitely.
If you could make a song with any artist on the planet, if you could make, you know what I'm saying, if you could make a song with any artist, who would that be?
Well, again, shout out to my team, man. You know, shout out to my team, man. TP9, Future Kid, Famo, and everybody, man. King Lo. You know what? One artist right now, man, this super dope that I like, Chance the Rapper. I think a song with him would be dope, man. And he's not even a Christian artist, but just hearing the substance and hearing, you know, just his music, man, is real heavy with, you know, the different lyrics that really matters, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though he makes his turn up songs, but I really think he's a dope artist, man. So definitely I would think Chance the Rapper right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be a dope lineup right there.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Definitely, man.
I like Chance the Rapper too. I like his lyrical content. Like you said, he got his turn up songs, but for the most part, you know, I mean, when he turned up on the mayor in his city, that he got my stamp of approval right then and there. And it was, you know, he turned up on the mayor because of, you know, the poverty stricken people. You know, he went down to the mayor's office and was like, you know what I'm saying, like, you say you for this, you for that, but these are my people and they still ain't eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that right there, you know, I mean, I just look at it like his turn up songs is pretty much what the industry want him to do, but he still has he still talks about real life political issues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, they still let him be the actual artist that he's choosing to be.
Because he understands, man, he's woke. A lot of artists are not. Even, you know, I hate to keep saying Christian artists, you know, just artists, period, man. You're not woke. You don't understand the issues. You just stay in your bubble, your four walls. And just like, you know, Pastor McCoy, shout out to Pete Crunk, mm-hmm. and everybody over there at Hope for Tomorrow. You know, he said it's more than just the four walls.
It is.
You know, if Jesus was alive right now, what would he be? He'd be out here getting it. You know, he would be out here getting it, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what we got to do. We got to just stop being so comfortable, you know, get out there. And you know, I mean, I've done the whole circuit. I've been in everywhere, man. Strip clubs to the regular clubs to everything.
I have no problem with you going to strip clubs.
Yeah.
What's that like? What's that experience like? And they stripping and you rapping? Are you rapping?
Oh, no. When I say that, no, I haven't performed in a strip club. I have my music. Let me clear that up.
He said, I want to see how that.
No, no booty cheeks in my face. I have my music played in the strip club, but and that's the thing that goes back to, you know, adult production and understanding, you know, what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I made a song, called Go Live, but Go Live meant, you know, being radical and free and loving God and this and that. We talked about God throughout the whole record, but they loved the song and they thought it was a turn up song.
Yeah,
so they were playing it, and they actually invited me to come out and perform. I was just like, you know, nah, man.
They invited you to the strip club to perform?
Yeah, they did, man.
What strip club was it?
It was Follies.
Oh.
Wow.
It was Follies, man. But you know, I don't do the strip club, but they played it, you know. But I do different circuits, man. I'm not afraid to get out there and really get, you know, in people's ears, man, because I mean, people got to hear it, because a lot of people don't go to church. But so with me going there, I might be church to them, you know.
I think that's real dope that they actually will play a song like that in the strip club. It's reminding me of that Kirk Franklin Stump joint.
Oh man, yeah.
I mean, I was actually clubbing back then, and to hear Stump in the club, like they was playing Stump in the nightclubs, like it was like to set it off. You know what I'm saying? Like all the time. So when I look at it, like I look at you, bro, like a Molly music man. Like God has y'all in this era where your music is what I call camouflage music. You know what I'm saying? It's camouflage to look worldly, but people who are jamming to it or just listening to it, like, you either watering their spirit or you putting a plant a seed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You doing something good for the people. And even though old girl on stage twerking to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's the tape. Look, you said they played it in the club.
Yeah, I wasn't there to see the reaction, but hopefully I see you was playing it, you know?
Now, if you ask me, man, a lot of times, just like you said earlier, people are pretty much captivated by the beat.
Yeah,
it normally take the average mind the second or really the third time for them to hear the song before they really even catch the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most people, I actually did a study on that too to figure out when people hear music, the beat is the first thing that catches them, mm-hmm. that draws them in.
Yeah.
The second thing that catches them is the ad libs. So believe yeah. it or not, people will be hitting your ad libs before they even the ad libs in the hook of whatever song it is.
That's memorable, easy. That's yeah. easy to catch on.
Right.
To.
Yeah. So it's like the third or fourth time is when you now are listening to the lyrics of the mm-hmm. song. You know, so but by the time the third time you already listen to it, your seed has already been planted the first two times or watered the first two
yeah,
times.
Definitely.
So, you know, it's one of the things where I feel like God is putting a lot of brothers and sisters out there with music like that because the old ways just not it's not getting it anymore. You know, these old ways of even making music from back in the old days, it's not working. Like this younger generation, they want something from their sound. And they want it to sound like they could turn up to it.
Definitely.
So it's
definitely.
Like, you know, they turning up and not realizing that God is still doing something. Like, you know, example would be that everybody know that song Rick Ross did where he said Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think a big Meech Larry, who, you know, said that mm-hmm. song right there. Like, so many Christians was upset because he said the name Hallelujah. And I'm looking at people like, why are y'all upset? Like, Hallelujah means the highest praise. Do you understand?
Because Christians have a trademark on God. Don't you know that?
Yeah, they do.
We have a trademark on what people
like
say.
Like ATL said, you got a trademark on them. They stay in their bubble.
Yeah.
You know, so.
A lot. I ain't going to say all. Just
yeah, a lot. Because it's definitely not all. We three Christians sitting right here. Clearly, we're not in the bubble. Yeah.
No.
So, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely not all.
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, even with the camouflage, you know, I agree with that. I just know, you know, I never make music and intend just to, you know, kind of trick somebody and say, you know, I just make music, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it comes across if it's real, it's real. If it's not, it's not. Mm-hmm. You can tell when somebody's faking
exactly.
the phone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I first started as a Christian artist, I didn't know what to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I needed to talk about scriptures or when do I say God, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of just finding my way, but now it just flows, and so since it flows, it's that real. And if you're a real mm-hmm. person, you're gonna feel it, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. So I know you say you performed a lot of different circuits. So obviously, you don't perform just in Christian circuits. So
no.
I know you performed in. I'm assuming you performed in secular clubs too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
So what's been the response to your music to the people in the club?
They love it, man. I've never had a bad experience outside, not just the club, but just in the secular venue.
Yeah.
Period. I've never had a bad experience, and that's just being real since I started.
Mm-hmm.
And I
think
mm-hmm. because they're not expecting that.
Yeah.
You know, I might come in there with 30 chains on and like, oh, man, he about to be that dope boy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then I bust out, hey, man, praise God, isn't that? You know, and they're like, praise God, what you about to preach? And then, you know, the song dropped, and they're like, oh. So, you know, I can remember my first time ever performing at a club. I won the actual showcase that night.
Mm-hmm.
Not intended to, but the only Christian artist there, man, that's the first time that happened. I'm like, wow, this might work, man. People really
mm-hmm.
respect the craft of a Christian artist. So, you know, I've had nothing but love, man.
That's dope,
yeah.
Man. That is dope. So what inspires you? I know you said you don't have a particular artist, but what inspires like when you sit down to write a song? What's your inspiration?
Just making the best quality, period, man. And I go back to, as a Christian artist, we gotta respect. You gotta respect the craft. Like, just don't put
mm-hmm.
anything out because I'm not representing myself.
Right.
I'm not representing the label. I'm
right.
representing God.
Right.
And so when I was
secular,
when I was secular, I was going hard for my label. I was going hard for me. I was, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure that, man, I was the best artist possible. And now that I'm repping for God, I want to put that same intensity behind what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just, again, being inspired by life, being inspired by everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I'm in there and I'm listening to it, I'm tweaking everything because I'm like, you know, this is God's work. So I want to make sure that it's the best quality because when the world hears it, that's it. I can't go back and take it back. You know, so
yeah.
I want to make sure that if I'm talking about God, it's A1. I want to make sure the beat's right, everything's right. So when you do hear it, you can vibe to it because there's nothing worse than hearing a song and you just thrown off because it's
garbage.
You know, it throws you off and then you might lose that person who may
yeah.
have needed to hear that message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, you know, anything, I get inspired by anything, man. This real talk, you know, and I'm able because I was a songwriter first, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the pen, man, I like to just pen stories. And if you go back to like Sinner Like Me or Nowhere No Bed, every time I write a song, I have a visual in mind. So when you do see a video or whatnot, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just make things rhyme. And, you know, I'll say, you know, Proverbs, you heard. You know, just, I want to make sure that when I say something, you can get a visual. We're like, okay. Oh, so he was there at that point.
Right.
And then he ended up right there, you know. So I want to make sure that everybody can follow along with it when I do make a song, you know. Yeah.
So I know you said you put your own tour together. Are you doing this full time now or
transition? Well, actually, I'm still teaching.
Oh, you still teaching?
I'm still a teacher, man. But you know, I would love to, you know, jump into this full time because I understand how it works.
Right.
What are you teaching exactly?
Columbia Middle School. I teach science. I'm interrelated, so I can teach all subjects, but I hate math. But I teach science though. You know, yeah, definitely, man. But hopefully, you know, I'm not gonna say hopefully. You know, I will, you know, be doing this full time soon.
Yeah.
You know, and I really want to take this tour and go global with it. You know, yeah. Definitely.
When I'm talking to you, man, I'm hearing your passion about the quality, about the video and stuff like that. It sounds like to me like it's more to you than just an artist. Like you like got a whole production thing about yourself. Are you looking into getting any kind of production, even with videos and doing the whole concept, like a song video? Is that going to be your...
Yeah, I actually write on my treatments. So I have a company now. We do consulting, you know, and teaching artists. And it's all about knowledge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists don't understand. They don't know how to write their own videos or treatments, and they don't know how to write a song. They don't know the proper things to do. So I really want to take what I know and just spread it out. Mm-hmm. And so through my company, you know, we're going to be working with artists, you know, on writing, contracts, everything, because I don't want my people to get out there and just be stuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's the worst thing to be stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I tell them, you know, people can take advantage of your blessing.
Yeah.
And your gift, and you don't want that, you know. So I just want to make sure that people are, you know, understand that. But yeah, I mean, you know, when I say the production, and everything, I don't want people just to think that I'm just all about, you know, the songwriting, this and that. Like, you know, I want quality. I think everybody should want quality and everything.
That's
you know?
A great thing. Man.
You know, yeah. So, you know, and I actually have a B studio that I just built. And so for everybody listening, you know, if you want to record or whatnot. You can hit me up, and I'm going to teach you how to record yourself, you know, how to EQ, how to mix and everything, and a lot of people don't know how to do that, you know. Yeah. And that's one thing, investing in yourself. And so mm-hmm. just teaching people how to invest back into yourself. You don't have to go out there and buy the $30,000 chain, and you could have spent that on something else, you know, more productive. So definitely, man.
Let's say you get somebody who you schooling on a production and everything, and they get all that production, but their whole main focus to even want to even do the music is just to reach lost souls. Like, they don't care about the production, but they realize that they have to go through that so that they'll be embraced by, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
What would you even say to that person, or how would you spearhead them? Because you see that their passion is for, like, lost people.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they have the gift. Like, lyrically, they a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just learning like the ins and outs of the production, and they you know, they get that part, but you could tell that fire, like they antsy, you know what I'm saying, to where they will put something out quick just because they, you know, their intentions is not wrong.
They're blinded by the passion.
Yeah, they're blinded by the passion that they have for lost souls. So how would you even spearhead somebody in that, like to like where, because you know people like that, because I used to be one of them brothers, and people like that, you know, they getting their feelings real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? And they think you're trying to dumb down them trying to go get folks saved. So now they want to deal with you. So, you know what I'm saying? And most people with that evangelistic fire, they are like that. So how would you even, like, you know what I'm saying, spearhead somebody like that?
Well, I'll start off with the question, you know, who are you really trying to reach? Are you just trying to reach church people or the lost souls? Because the lost souls are the people who are not in church.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't understand the church. They don't understand where you're coming from. So you got to reach them where they're at.
Right.
And so, you know, and I understand, you know, it's all about saving souls, because if we're not saving souls, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can make a track talking about nothing but church, and church people are going to gravitate towards that. But what about the lost souls? Because they don't understand your language. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not speaking in tongues, but they still don't understand your language. Mm-hmm. And you can put out anything. You can put out 50 million songs a day. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Are they going to gravitate towards that? So who are you trying to reach? The church people want to gravitate towards it because you're speaking their language. Mm-hmm. But what type of language are you trying to speak? Because, I mean, we're not trying to save the church folk because they're all the saved.
Right.
We're trying to get these people out here.
Right.
You know, so I'll just ask that question, you know, because, again, I used to be one of those people, too. Mm-hmm. But I quickly understood that, you know, I can put out something that doesn't mean that everybody's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
If just because it's me doesn't mean everybody's going to love it.
Sure.
So I'm gonna reach you where you're at, man, you know. And a lot of times when people, you know, they really don't care about the production, you know, they might be great at a open mic or going out and doing, mm-hmm. like a street sweep where, you know, mm-hmm. you go out and you just rap to the people or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's not, it's not meant for everybody, you know, to get in there and put something on wax and put it out there. You might be good at something else, but,
yeah.
you know, again, God anoints people to do certain things. So,
yeah.
you know, you can't force anybody. And if they don't want to rock with it, I can't force you.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm going to be behind you because you're my brother in Christ.
Right.
And we got to get in here and save these souls regardless.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Good answer. That's great. That's sound. All right, so you co-founded, I read up on you earlier today. You co-founded a radio station?
Yeah. Bama State Radio in Alabama.
What part of Alabama are you from? I meant to ask you that.
Well, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, but I went to school.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the A, man, you know.
Okay.
But I went to school at Alabama State in
okay.
Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah,
okay.
So I stayed down there longer than I wanted to, 9 years. But
wow.
Yeah, man.
That's
yeah.
A long time,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, but we started Bama State Radio 90.7 HD2, and it was basically two of my shows. It was two-hour-long shows
mm-hmm.
playing around the clock, and then there'll be music in between that.
That's
until
bad,
we
though.
Got everything going. And once we got everything going, man, like it – we took over the city, started from Student Station, and then we bought out 96.5 FM. We
mm-hmm.
got in six counties, and, you know, we had a worldwide app, so people was tuned in from China and other parts of the world, man. And, you know, it was dope, you know, and that was my baby, man.
I
you know.
That. I
so
that.
Is it still up and running now?
It's still up and running, man, but I'm no longer a host on the show.
Okay.
But it's still up and running, you know. And we had – it's crazy, man, because we had – so many guests come through, like Yo Gotti, Rich Homie Quan, and Juvenile, you know, Andy Menillo. I
wow.
interviewed Derek Minor.
Wow.
All them
dope.
People, man. It just started from those two shows.
Mm.
And a lot of people, you know, just laughed at, like, oh, it's a student station, this and that. This is going to stay on campus. But,
yeah.
you know, again, you know, when you have a passion for something, you know, you really going to
mm-hmm.
gonna keep with it, man. And it's crazy because a lot of people who were at the station with me, you know, well, they left after I left, but those people, you know, I have a program director right now who's a youth pastor, and, you know, he started off secular with me, and then my supervisor, who was secular as well, he's a youth pastor, and it's good to see people, you know, now
yeah.
get into the ministry, man,
yeah.
and, you know, I can remember when I started gospel, they saw me, and they're like, you know, man, what is that? What are you doing? Just to see them doing it now, man, because I remember I was doing secular music on my show, and I started, you know, change the show format,
yeah.
started to play more holy hip-hop, contemporary,
yeah.
and they were asking, like, you know, you sure people gonna like that? I'm like, trust me, man, it's gonna be dope, and just to see them doing ministry now, man, you know, so shout out to Vi Moon, too, you know, who's a Christian rapper as well, man. He started off as, you know, the supervisor over there at Bama State Radio, so he's doing
so,
it big, yeah.
So you still married?
Yeah, man.
I figured you asked that question.
Yeah,
too,
man. Yeah. I got a song called "Marriage of Divorce," but no, we're married, man.
I'm trying to see how much of the song is this real experience.
No, it's real, man. Yeah. It's real. We've been through our ups and downs, and I talk about that in the project too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very vivid with that stuff. So
does your wife know you write any songs?
Yeah,
them?
She does. Okay. She hears them all, and you know, she was kind of iffy at first because she didn't want to, you know, have everything out. I don't put everything out there,
right.
but
yeah.
I put enough where you can understand that it's no cakewalk. I'm
right.
young,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got married young, you know, and it wasn't a cakewalk, but this is what it is. So, yeah, man, we're still kicking it, man. Shout out to my wife, Kimberly. What up, baby? Yeah.
I
had to, man, you know.
So how much of a role does she play in your career? Like, Like, is she, like, managing with you, or is she on the tours when you're going to tours?
She's learning, man. She's learning. She's always been one of my biggest supporters because when we first met in college, I can remember, you know, late nights because I had a dance group, too. And so we would practice that, and I'll be in the studio, and she'll be right there. You know, I remember one time she waited out in the lobby for, like, 2-3 hours just for me to finish. And this is when we first started dating, so I knew she was down from the jump.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know, cute. And, yeah, that's man. Cute. And so she's been a big supporter, praying for me, which is powerful, you know, praying for me and just keeping me going, you know, giving me, you know, certain advice here and there. And so she's learning the business and everything. So we have a company together now that's going to deal with, you know, entertainment, education, fitness, and everything like that. And it's going to incorporate the music, too. So,
you got a lot of companies, man. You got an entrepreneurial spirit.
Man, you know what?
Like,
hey, man, glory to God.
Every time I ask a question, oh, we got a company for this.
No. But it makes sense, man, because a lot of people do things and they don't have something behind it. And so I learned that from my father and my mother. My father was an entrepreneur in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing him and my mother do business and things of that nature, you know, it inspired me to really do it at a professional level. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to say, hey, man, I got this business over here. I want to make it official. And so it just made sense to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
You got any kids?
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
Got four.
Ah,
yeah. I got a 8-year old.
We all got four kids sitting here at the table.
A word?
Big Puss said he got four kids. I got four kids. You got four kids?
Yeah, man. And they're my biggest fans, man. So, they know all the lyrics. You know, they're always at the shows dancing and this and that. So I can always know if I'm on stage and nobody gets up, they're going to be right there.
That's what's
you know, rocking it, man. Yeah, definitely.
That is.
So you having more kids? You got 5 or 6?
No. Come on, man. You got 5 or 6 on the way. You got 5 or 6 on the way. Nah, man.
No, I want him to show up and have a full crowd. When he show up, he already got the crowd with him.
Man. Everybody there's fam. We good. We good.
That's what's up, man. Well, we definitely appreciate you stopping through, man. I
appreciate you, man.
I appreciate everything you're doing, man. I love what you're doing, though, man. Keep doing what you're doing. So, man, we're gonna get ready to wrap up. Let's use the Pudge got anything. So, all right, man. Tell us about this song. We're going to play your song next, man.
Definitely, man. Well, Beauty, again, it's available for pre-order right now on Google Play, iTunes, and you can stream it live on Apple Music. Beauty, just Google Mr. ATL, MISTERATL, and it'll pop up. It'll be dropping next Friday along with the video, and I'll put it out on the website, and you'll have it on all media outlets as well as the music outlets. And I'm excited, man. God has really been moving. You know, I've been stagnant a while, just really trying to focus on what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And God just opened that door to just make something happen. And so beauty is about love. It's about commitment. It's more than about just the looks of everything. It's a mindset. And so for all the couples out there, married, single, you know, or getting engaged or just loving on each other, you know, beauty is a song for you. So I'm really excited about this.
All right, tell them that exact date that it's going to drop.
The exact date is Friday, May the 5th. Next right. week.
And where can they, if somebody want to look you up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what they need to type?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Instagram, Real Mr. ATL, and it's MISTERATL. Facebook at Mr. ATL Music. Twitter at Mr. ATL, and you can go to my official website, MrATLMusic.com.
What's your phone number?
666-999-955.
555-8455.
Yeah. No, actually, I have a fan line. They can reach me on.
You got a fan line?
Yeah, if you for anything, man, prayer, collabs, and just to give me input on the music, 404-900-4065, and that's 900-4065-44 is the area code. So
do that one more time.
Because you said for prayers and what else? Because so, it sound like you said, you know, call me for any time, you know, some prayer for some loud, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, don't hit me up for that.
See, that's what you said on our last episode.
I'm last episode, you know what I'm saying? I just thought, you know, I want, because, you know, as other folks in this time, did he say prayer and loud?
Like, nah, he man. Calls. Nah, he should let it go. He would have got a lot more calls.
He probably would
have. We're going to deter that conversation back to prayer. Nah, but, you know, it's for the fans. You can be up about prayer. You know, collabs or anything like that, or even if you want to give me input on the music, you know, what you like, what you didn't like, you know, or if you want to, you know, book me for a show, You can't reach me on the email, but that's just a line for people, you know, and we're going to keep it professional. You know, you can hit me up 404-900-4065. Definitely.
That's dope. There you have it, Steph Swig.
A big pudge. And before we get out of here, we want to give a shout out to Germany, Tokyo.
Yes. Jersey,
Fayetteville. We want to give a shout out to those are our most highest listeners, man. That's been going on the
past.
Thank
y'all for the love,
and we love y'all so much. We appreciate y'all looking out for us. We don't take it for granted. Tell your people, tell your moms, your pops, your sister, your brother, your cousins, aunties, uncles. Let them know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bring your little baby up. They're still in diapers and sit them next to the radio. Let them listen to it.
That's what's up, man. We thank God for y'all every day. Seriously,
I really do.
I was thanking God for every listener this morning, man. We appreciate you guys. We pray for you. Thank you for always tuning in. Again, I'm Steph Swig.
This is Big Pudge.
This is Crosstalk Radio.
Radio.
And y'all are about to listen to Beauty by my man, Mr. ATL. All
right, peace.
Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? You look good in your sundress. Can't wait for a wedding day to undress. Till then, give me your hand, let me pick a size. You said that you're down to ride. Gas tank full, we can travel around. I know you're waiting for the day that one need to get down to you. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Well, baby girl, look, you got that. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, when you got that. You looking for the right match? I got a plan for your heart, can you fan that? I got some flaws of my own, can you stand that? If I was a sinner trying to change, would you step back? Nonetheless, I'ma put you to the test and I gonna see if your beauty match your heart. And I know looks don't mean a thing to me. It's all about what we destined to be. You know that, you know that. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Well, baby girl, look, you got that. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Got that? Never change your inner self. Beauty is your inner wealth. And everything that you is, girl, they wanna be. Know they gonna hate, cause your friends even wanted me. Just keep walking with that struck, girl. You know you bad, gon' hit them where it hurt, girl. And I'ma be your biggest fan today. I know them real couples gon' relate, for sure. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, where you got that? Beauty is a mindset. Well, baby girl, look, you got that. Beauty is a mindset. Baby girl, when you got that, got that, got that, got that, got that.